Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Sweeping changes proposed in Fire Station Report. Wide sweeping changes have been proposed in the city's long-awaited report regarding its network of emergency services infrastructure. Several fire stations are recommended for consolidation and one station is slotted for relocation in the report drafted by Operational Research in Health Limited and responded to in another report by City Fire and Paramedic Services Chief Joseph Nichols. Although the city supports the majority of recommendations made by Operational Research in Health Limited, they disagree with the notion of consolidating the Azilda and Chelmsford stations. The building conditions of Azilda and Chelmsford stations are satisfactory. Consolidating them would increase response times in Azilda, according to Nichols' report. The proposed change would have added 312 to the 90th percentile response time in Azilda, the time in which 90% of responses are made. The Chelmsford response time was projected to have been reduced by 54 seconds. Staff believe the benefits of consolidating these two stations as described in the ORH report, while worthwhile, do not outweigh the risks. Read the full story here. Low Ellen students collecting for the Edgar Burton food drive organized by the Student Council. Low Ellen Park Secondary students are collecting food and donations for the Sudbury Food Bank's Edgar Burton food drive until December 12. The Edgar Burton food drive has been a tradition in Sudbury for decades and we at Low Ellen Park Secondary School would like to honor and carry on Edgar Burton's mission in giving back to our community, the Student Council told Sudbury.com. Every day, Sudburians struggle to make ends meet, and the holiday season can be particularly stressful for many. This is why we started the initiative, and we need your help. The student body at Low Ellen Park have set a goal to raise $10,000 by December 12. Read the full story here. Nipissing University at high financial risk, says top auditor. North Bay's Nipissing University needs to manage its debt and improve the competence of its Board of Governors, says Ontario's Auditor General Bonnie Lissick. When a university is negatively impacted by administrative and financial issues, it puts the education of its students, employment of its staff, and contributions to the economy of the province at risk, says her report, titled Value for Money Audit. The Auditor General's report said Nipissing University was $34.7 million in debt as of April 30, 2021. The report looks at key operations and governance structures at four Ontario universities including Nipissing, Algoma, University, Ontario Tech University, and the University of Windsor. Ontario universities have faced several uncontrollable challenges over the past 5 years, including a 10% province-wide tuition reduction and freeze, and disruptions as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, concludes the report. Read the full story here. CUPE school staff vote to ratify contract with province. The Canadian Union of Public Employees says its Ontario education workers have voted to ratify a contract with the government. Laura Walton, president of CUPE's Ontario School Board Council of Unions, says about 73% of those who voted were in favor. Walton, who had said she didn't like the deal because it didn't come with staffing-level guarantees, says about 76% of the union's 55,000 education worker members voted during the ratification process. The ratification ends a whirlwind bargaining process that saw education workers walk off the job for 2 days after the government passed, then later repealed, legislation that imposed a contract on them, banned them from striking, and used the notwithstanding clause to allow the override of certain charter rights. The two sides later returned to the table and brokered a tentative deal on November 20 that the union says comes with a $1 per hour raise each year, or about 3.59% annually, for the average worker. Read the full story here. Wolves dominate in Ice Dogs in 13-2 blowout. The Niagara Ice Dogs went back down south with their tail between their legs after the Sudbury Wolves skated to a 13-2 victory on Sunday afternoon. The impressive final score came as a result of some particularly strong offense from the pack that saw them outshoot Niagara 47-30, dominate on the power play, going 5-for-6 to Niagara's 1-for-3, and dominate on faceoffs, winning 40 to the Ice Dogs 30. Wolves forwards Quentin Musty and David Goyette put up some impressive stats during the game, as well, with Musty earning 1 goal and 6 assists while Goyette picked up 2 goals and 3 assists. Pack netminder Joe Ranger made 33 saves. The big win improves Sudbury's record to 8-1-3-3-0, good enough for 8th place in the OHL's Eastern Conference and 18th overall. The Pack is back in action at home on Friday, December 9th against the Saginaw Spirit. After that, the team heads out on a road trip for 2 games against the Barrie Colts, on December 10th and December 13th. Read the full story here. Modular homes could be future of affordable housing in Sudbury. Modular homes could be a part of Sudbury's future with the Our House, Notre Maison coalition of private and public sector partners, led by Habitat for Humanity Ontario Gateway North, OGN, and Sublier Constructors. The coalition recently traveled to meet the team at the Metalinga Modular Home Factory in Arnprior. We are investigating options that will allow us to move beyond the traditional Habitat model of building one or two homes at a time, toward a model that builds as many homes as we can in as short a time frame as possible, says Habitat OGN CEO Kimberly Woodcock. This will help us address the needs of marginalized groups while also being part of the solution to the affordable housing crisis overall. Michael Cullen, Habitat for Humanity's Director of Community Partnerships, has been working with Sublier Constructors President Karsh Singh over the past several months to build the coalition that now includes experts from construction, architecture, finance, economic development, all levels of government, not-for-profits from various sectors, and representatives from the many agencies and groups that could be the ultimate beneficiaries of Habitat for Humanity homes. We've been given a mandate to innovate, starting in the city of Greater Sudbury. This is an exciting time, and the energy in the room was crackling with ideas and possibilities, said Cullen. Read the full story here. Overcast with showers possible tonight. Expect an overcast Tuesday with wind out of the northeast at 20 km per hour before lightening up early in the afternoon. Today's high is 0 with a -8 wind chill in the morning. Tonight, the temperature will dip to -4 with a 60% chance of rain showers or flurries.